Why do companies spend money on corporate entertaining?
For a variety of reasons. But I think the single most important one is that most modern companies, certainly in the UK anyway, are operating what I call a customer relationship management program. And in running a CRM program, the human content part of that is very, very important. And many companies have realized that it can cost 4 or 5 times as much to gain a new client as it is to keep an old one. And therefore, entertaining has become a very important part of that customer relationship management mix.
And what are the most popular forms of entertaining? And what are the most interesting that you've been involved in?
The top six, the big six events, as I call them, will be forever popular. And I'm talking about the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, Royal Ascot, the Open Golf, Henley Royal Regatta, Chelsea Flower Show, and the Grand Prix. These are events which will sell out year in, year out. But more and more new events are happening all the time. Hospitality at music events is becoming more popular. We've always traditionally had the opera, but we now have jazz events, or even rock and pop events, where people take and entertain their clients both inside and outside.
And what types of companies spend money on entertaining? Is it only the large ones?
No, not at all. Right across the corporate spectrum, companies spend money on entertaining. For the reason I said earlier on, about customer relationship management. It doesn't matter if you're a small business or you're a multinational. You need to retain your clients and customers if you are to grow your business. And particularly, the emphasis might be more on a small business. You may have fewer number of customers. So if you lose a big client, it could hurt you quite badly. And people say to me that isn't corporate entertaining a barometer of the economy? In other words, if the economy starts to decline, they will decline their spend on entertaining. That's no longer true either, because actually, it's equally important, if not more so, to retain your customers in times of economic decline than in times of economic boom.